In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Take a dance. You're old enough to dance.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Voice of St. Louis. Which means I'm the voice of St. Louis right now.
You are.
That's right. I speak for the city. It's going to be a bad show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I took bad notes last night.
I'm looking
at them, and one of them at the top usually goes like at the top of my A material.
Okay.
It's the pure gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as you get towards the bottom, it's like, eh, maybe we'll talk about it. So near the top, I have, I dislike Eva Longoria.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Why?
Not going to be a strong show.
That's valid.
Why is that valid? I don't know one way or the other. Like, why?
So she is now doing In Search of Spain. Like Stanley Tucci did In Search of Italy. And I just don't like her.
Okay.
Like, Stanley has some charm.
Yeah.
And somehow makes him tasting ravioli dramatic. And Eva just, it's just like an hour of her going, oh, it's so delicious. And like, And now I don't like her. I have a problem. There's something wrong with me. I'm never going to meet her. She's never going to know my name. She's just doing a television show. When people don't like me, it's like, all I'm doing is offering free content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't like me, don't listen. And yet, I'm just as bad as all the people that don't like me. Oh, Eva Longoria.
So, do you watch the program?
I tried. I watched like three episodes, and I really tried to hang in. I just kept thinking, I don't like her.
Well, at least you're not continuing to watch it after that point.
Yeah, I'm not a hate watcher.
Yeah, I don't get the hate watching people.
Yeah.
It's never made sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Also, a note I noticed, so this is too much detail for this point, but I have a Samsung TV, and when I turn, and I have YouTube television, but when I turn it on, it's always on the same channel, and it's always MacGyver. 24/7 MacGyver.
Nice.
Yeah. And so every day, evening, when I turn on my television, I am forced to watch like 15 seconds of MacGyver. And that's from the 80s, probably, maybe 90s. Era.
Yeah, I'd say 80s.
And it just, you know how I'm always saying, like, life was different in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and it's so different, and it just, it doesn't feel like the same thing at all. I realized that era had no irony. They, like, I get the MacGyver was like a lark, you know, and there's like a joke there that he can make anything out of it. I get that. But they presented, and the actors presented completely straight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Like Steven Seagal movies.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
they're hilarious, but
yes,
like, no, they don't think so.
It's like we hadn't, probably not until The Simpsons had we really developed a sense of irony. And now it feels like we've gone too far. Like, everything's kind of ironic, right? Very, very little, it seems, is just presented for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
It can be hard to parse the world through the many veils of irony that it's now presented to us.
Very well said.
Mm.
You should go home. You're not going to say anything smarter than that today.
Love it.
That was really good.
Perfect.
Do you guys think it's just because,
say another word.
Because in the, let's say in the past, that stuff would have been filtered out, and now there's just so many outlets, it's there.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of taking up a bigger space. Even if it's the same amount total, it's actually getting to the screen as opposed to not.
Yeah. And I realize that philosophers have been, quote unquote, looking at life for millennia, going all the way back. But it just seemed like during that era, we just accepted life and just lived it. And we didn't parse it out, to steal my genius's sentence there, but we just did it. You got up in the morning, you not ironically had breakfast, you went to school or work, you came home, you swam in your pool, you went to your girlfriend's house. I'm just thinking of things that I did. And you just did them without a lot of self-analysis. So this is difficult. It's difficult to know whether I'm just living my life, and now that I'm the age I am and I've had the experiences that I've had, that I'm more self-analytical.
You're aware of everything more.
And so I'm going like, life used to be so different.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you used to be 19.
Yeah.
And you didn't care.
It's always been my philosophy that the world isn't what changes. We are the ones that change.
You may be very well right.
Yeah. Like, you know, because everything seems great when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Everything seems pretty great if you're 18, 19, 20 and you got freedom and you don't have that many responsibilities and you got a little bit of money and it's just enough for you to have fun. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Here's a self-analytical thing about me. And Rach, I think you're better than me, but you're a little bit like me. I was with a friend the other day, and while we were having a meal together, he said, "Oh, crap, I need to call my doctor. Give me a second." And he called his doctor and he made an appointment, and I was fascinated. If I had to do that, it's a 3-week job. Like, there's a lot of procrastination. There's, I called once and no one answered, so I hung up. He just raw dogged it. There's no one who's just like calling their doctor. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah, but maybe they did it while they were talking to you as some sort of like weird compulsion, because that doesn't seem like the ideal time to call your doctor
right,
when you're hanging out with your friend. Maybe it was just like, I finally got the courage to do it. Maybe I'll do it now.
Could be.
But I get what you're saying. I have a return that I need to make.
Oh, damn. So do I.
My 60 days are about to run out.
It is so hard to make a return.
I've never done it. Ever.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's like.
Oh, it sounds hard.
It's an added thing.
I think it is hard.
Yeah. I mean, not depends on what. Like, an Amazon return is pretty easy. You just go on the website and you're like, I'm returning this. And they're okay. Here's where you go. Mm. And for us, it's like the Kohl's right by us. You just go there and take it to the back. And
Everything you just said is horrible.
I heard they're getting rid of that in a lot of stores, but that is the easy way to do it.
Yeah.
With an Amazon thing is to take it to Kohl's and you just like throw it at them and run away. Like, they don't, you don't have to box it. You don't have to label it. Yeah. You just go like, here.
Yeah. I was going to take it this morning to a UPS location right down the street from work here.
Yeah.
I pulled up. I was like, I am not going in that building.
Yeah.
It looked like the pawn shop from Pulp Fiction. I'm like, nothing good is going to happen if I walk in those doors. So now I have to like find another location. It just, I've been putting it off for like 55 days. The 60 days is running out.
Do they have one of those near any of your shopping grocery stores where they have a UPS store attached?
No.
Mm.
What are you returning, if I may ask?
Some shirts that I ordered that I like very impulsively was like, I'll wear these. And then I got them and tried them on. I'm like, these suck. So now I'm going to return them and get my money back.
Oh, man.
People who do it, they're my superiors. I grant you. But it's just like, I don't know. Let's say I'm returning something that's $30. When it comes time to do it, I would pay $100 to not go.
I understand.
So it's pretty easy to eat the 30.
Yeah, I'm not great at this. Susan's really great at this stuff. But I'll do it, but I got to find an excuse for me being in that general area for a specific other reason first.
Mm.
Like Target and Kohl's are kind of in the same place. If I'm going to one, I'm like, all right, well, I can just swing in there and do that now. But I don't know that I want to make a special trip to do it.
Yeah.
Even though it's literally a mile from my house.
Yeah.
But I will eventually. If I get to that deadline, I will do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Phoebe's boyfriend is coming in for the weekend, and we're going to cook at the house, and we're going to make s'mores. And so Maureen said, can you pick up stuff for s'mores? And I already needed to go to Schnucks to get those bags you put leaves in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't want to do either. But I went to Schnucks, I got the bags, and I'm like, I could go get some more stuff tomorrow. How bad is that?
I'm not going to lie, that's nuts. Yeah, you're literally insane. There.
I'm in the store.
You're talking about like maybe a minute and a half, two minutes of walking.
No, that's why I'm bringing it up. I get it.
Yeah, that's a...
See,
that's,
if this were an intervention, I'd be like, guys, I have a drinking problem. You'd be like, boy, do ya.
Dave, that's a step too far, friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I need help.
Did you go order it online so it get delivered?
Kind of, because we needed one of those fake fire logs you can cook food over, and they didn't have them. So I'm like, Amazon will do it. Be there at 4 a.m. Nothing creepy about that.
Oh man,
no, I got it bad. I got whatever it is. I got it bad. Huh. Procrastination has been top three worst things in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that too.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, but I get to the deadline. I will make it by the deadline. But it takes me a while to get there.
If there weren't deadlines?
Yeah. Yeah, if there's a deadline, I'm like, "All right, I will do this thing, but you know, it's like there're just so many more interesting things to do other than that."
The example that always comes to mind, when I was in law school, we would get a week off to study. And my first year, first exam season, is everything. You know, you're going to find out if you're at the top of the class, the bottom of the class. You're going to find out where you rank. And so I am great at planning. I really am. Like when Nick and I drive to Florida, oh, I love it. I love, okay, it's going to take us 5 hours in Nashville, then it's going to take us 8 hours to Atlanta. We're going to stop here. We're going to this, we're going to that. And I remember filling out the most beautiful study week schedule you've ever seen. Okay, day one. Half day, contracts. Second half of the day, criminal law. Boom. You know what I did the first 5 days? Swear to God. I watched the Flintstones, and I went outside, and I threw rocks at a tree. For 5 days.
Because you needed the pressure of the deadline.
Yes. Every time I'd sit down, I'm like, and here we go. This is how you study for law school. And then I'd be like, boy, I should go throw some rocks at that tree. What if anyone else has it as bad as me?
That's pretty normal.
You know how you like rank? Like, there's something I'm the best at for me, and there's something I'm the worst at. And then my best is going to compare to your best.
Right, right. On another thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I might be in the top 1%.
Of worst procrastinators?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything you guys got like that? We'd like one of my worst attributes might put me in the Olympics of this.
Yeah, I mean,
event.
Mine is more of forgetfulness. So to me, like that whole idea, like I got to return this. It won't be every day going, nope, not today. Nope, not today. It'll be a month later going, oh crap. Mm. That thing's been sitting literally on the counter and I completely forgot it was there.
Yeah.
Like that's me.
I mean,
it's always the simplest things, like the, you know, basic things. It's like big things. I'm fine. I'll remember those.
Yeah.
I'll remember what Lou Gehrig hit in 1927 for the Yankees, but I will not remember to take out the garbage unless I have an alert on my phone. It was 372.
Damn it. I was watching the Burns thing, and it was Ted Williams when he was going for 400.
Oh yeah.
And he was down to 399.5.
Yep.
And they told him to sit out the last game.
Yep.
And he didn't, and he went like 3 for 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
People didn't like Ted, though. I was kind of surprised. I knew they didn't like Ty Cobb.
Yeah, I mean, different reasons.
Yeah.
But Ted was just real serious. Mm. You know, he kind of played hard. He talked, you know, he kind of was like a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, some people are put off by that. Although when he was older, he was a pretty popular guy.
Is he the guy on the MLB logo?
No, I don't think so. I forget who that is, though. I don't think it's Ted.
Sure looks like him.
Yeah, I don't think it's Ted.
Let's Google it.
Yeah,
no, isn't that, that's David West?
That's Jerry West, and that's the NBA.
Oh, wait. I thought you...
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I told you to stop. You said the smartest thing I've ever heard you say, and then you're like, isn't that Pistol Pete Maravich in the MLS? So,
according to MLB.com, and I'm guessing they know pretty well, the MLB logo was designed in 1968, and they think that it's Harmon Killebrew.
Oh.
It says popularly thought to be Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew. So even MLB.com doesn't seem to be clear about this.
Right.
Maybe it's just one of those things like that's who the guy used but didn't want to say it. And
Rach, if we did the rest of the hour on this, would you just quit?
No, but I would probably get like some Netflix going on the computer.
Rach was like, what? I missed that.
Oh, Harmon Killebrew.
I mean, you guys could just be making things up to mess with me.
That's a good topic right there. Like if you started, not that this is your version of baseball, but if you started talking about Taylor Swift songs, you could be just completely,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or a reality
TV show.
She
did Froggy did Accordin and he did Ride. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's what you guys did to me on the reality when it was the day you were out. This was a couple years ago. And you guys were doing the Real Housewives names?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could literally be making these up. That's I have no idea who these people are. It's like Scooby Magoo. I don't
real
know.
Real or fake Housewives names.
Yeah.
And Kevin fell for a lot of them.
You guys have all this fun when I'm gone.
Yeah.
You got to get creative.
Guess so. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 124. I would appreciate your input either on the stream where you can make comments or just on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. I'm going to be doing a new venture and I'm going to be expanding and doing a freestanding podcast. Right now we have a podcast that's the show cut up and put out as a podcast. It does really, really well. Millions of downloads every year. And because of that, we're going to do a new podcast. And I'm curious what you guys would prefer. And we're kind of down to doing what I do anyway, this thing that we've developed of just sort of everything and, you know, funny and silly and you know, comprehensive, that we would do that, but it could be freer and dirtier. I'm not looking to just say the F word all the time because I get to do that 20 hours a day, but just a different version of the DGS or to do something more niche like paranormal. What would you guys rather do? What would you rather hear?
I would probably rather hear like another version of the DGS, me personally, but I've never been like super into the paranormal stuff, like to the level you are anyway. So,
well, there's two worries because we're obviously trying to make this national. The national, people aren't going to know who I am. And they would have to have it marketed to them and go, oh, he seems clever. Let me listen. And then they like the show. The problem with like the paranormal one is there's everyone and their cousin Cooter have a paranormal podcast. And again, it's like if it's just, oh, another paranormal podcast by a guy who I don't know, then it's kind of a double bar to entry.
I would just say as wide as possible because you want to appeal to as many people as possible.
I like the way you think.
And it's a good starting point if the people that already like this show and the podcast that comes with this.
Yeah.
It's a good starting point to have some of them on board.
Andrew, you said one smart thing today. What do you think?
I think Kevin's wrong. I think his name was David West, not Jerry West. I think that's the key thing to take away. No,
I said
I think,
Jerry West.
No, I know. I said David West.
Oh, okay.
I think that you already have something of a built-in audience, and those are the most successful podcasts. Usually are the ones that already have, you know, when David Spade is like, I'm going to start a podcast or whatever, and he already has the built-in audience of like people who enjoy David Spade. I'm sure they're out there. I don't know any, but there probably are a few. And I think I think your concerns of, you know, well, it needs to be marketed to them so that, because, you know, what if they don't know who I am? Well, that's kind of all podcasts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All podcasts do need a certain level of like marketing to them. And we do have the support of a company that can market it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think that...
All good advice.
Yeah, I think that's less of a concern for you than it is for a lot of people who would want to start a podcast. So I wouldn't let that stop me from doing anything.
We'll be huge in Denver regardless of what we do.
I know, that's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The Denver thing is just bizarre.
I know, it makes me laugh.
It's great.
It really does.
It's one of those things. Like, yeah, who knows?
And Korea.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Big in Korea.
Oh, nice. Yeah. North?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 132. Shelly has a good idea on the paranormal stuff. She says, why don't you just do both? Paranormal Tuesdays, the big reason not to, Shelly, is because I think they want once a week, but...
it's not a day. Okay.
But it's my show. I can do twice a week. I mean, podcasters are lazy. Lazy ass. One a week?
Yeah.
Seriously?
One a week, that's like an hour and a half, and like some of the ones I listen to, they'll be like complaining, like, oh, boy, that's... You don't know how
out on the field.
Yeah, they're like, you don't know how rough this is. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I might.
We do 20. Good idea.
We do 20 hours a week.
Yeah. So that's a good idea, Shelly. So, Rach, you have the back of a child abuser?
Oh, I didn't say I have her back. I just said who among us is going to cast the first stone here. Pardon me. There was a woman who was arrested after a flight. She was in Disney World with a group. And I guess she was sitting with a child. We don't know how she was related to this child, if she was related to this child, but they were in the same group at Disney World flying back to their home together. I guess this little boy called her fat and called her Miss Piggy enough times that she did start to hit him, and she took his head and smashed it against the window.
In a plane.
She said he was being very rude and disrespectful to her during their time together. She allegedly slammed the child's head into the window. And a witness told police the woman was not correcting the child. She was abusing the child. They also said that she was whipping the S out of the kid.
I can throw the first rock on this one.
I might be willing to. I could be convinced.
I mean, what a crappy little kid. What a hurtful thing to do.
Yeah, it is mean.
But you don't get to touch someone who says things to you. You certainly don't get to touch a kid, and you don't get to smash their head into a window because they're calling you Miss Piggy.
Fair smash enough. Is doing a lot of work there. Yeah, the word smash is a very specific word. It paints a picture.
It's just funny that they included the fat Miss Piggy thing in the story as if to be like, you know, she didn't just fly off the handle here. Like, this wasn't without cause. Right.
They want everyone to hate this kid.
Right.
Right, which we do. I mean, I get it. I saw a story where, similar, they were coming from Disney, and they had a two-hour delay, and on the plane, this girl who was about six decided to entertain everyone by singing two solid hours of Disney tunes.
Oof.
And the story's just like, oh, sometimes the world just goes right. That kid's coming closer to getting a head smash than Miss Piggy kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That kid's getting the whipping the S or whatever. Yeah. They said.
You can't be slamming the head into the windows. You can't be closed fist hitting a kid, right?
Oh, like, here comes some smack support.
This is, this is different.
We are about to rationalize the hell out of this.
I'm asking a question. Yes. If she slaps a 13-year-old smart-ass boy, is that abuse?
Yes. In my book.
Because, I mean, that was our life.
Oh, I know. My life was abuse.
I mean, like, that was everybody.
I understand
if you
this.
Smart-mouthed off to your friend's parent, they'd smack you.
Yes. I had a childhood full of felonies.
Yeah.
Most of my peers did.
Is there an age where it changes? High school, maybe? Or is it
No.
Adult.
You can't physically assault someone.
Okay.
There's a difference. I never spanked, and I don't say that like I'm so cool and you're so not.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I just didn't because I was severely spanked and I didn't want to carry that on.
Yeah.
But I don't support people spanking, but I would defend them.
Right, I understand.
Using corporal punishment. But I think smacking someone in the face, even just the aesthetic of it, is different.
Yeah.
More humiliating.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I'm asking is because we grew up where it would not have been crazy for an adult to smack you.
No.
If you were mouthing off.
No.
Not at all. I mean, it would have been not a thing, and your parents would have said you shouldn't have run your mouth.
Could have happened at a barbecue in front of everyone in the neighborhood.
And I wasn't spanked a lot. I was, but it's maybe a few times, like nothing crazy.
We talking Susan, or are we talking parents?
Well, that's different.
Okay.
That's by choice. Okay. Yeah, of course. And didn't spank my kid. And a lot of it, like, I planned on not, and I didn't ever really need to. I didn't have any times where I'm like, you know, I really want to. Not once, because kind of a mild-mannered kid, and it was easier not to, and she responded to other discipline.
Yeah.
But I also, again, we all grew up, especially if you got to be a teenager. You got to be a teenager, and you were doing that kind of stuff. You're getting smacked. Now, if that kid's five, nothing is okay, ever.
The one that stands out in my mind, I could make a movie of this. I was probably 13 or 14, and my mom and I were always super close, but I think most young boys and their moms go through a period where you're fighting a lot. I don't know, Andrew, if you did, but my mom and I did. And my mom was standing in the kitchen, and I was standing in the next room, and she got so mad at me, I'm sure for a good reason. And she threw a shoe at me, and I caught it and immediately threw it back.
Ooh.
And she didn't see it coming.
Oh, no.
And it hit her in the nose.
Oh, no.
Yes. And she gave me the, when your dad gets home, and I had learned through experience that was not an idle threat.
No.
I can't tell you how many cold whippings I had from my dad. The poor guy would walk in after climbing scaffolds all day in a 98-degree day. And she just lied into him like, you have no idea what I went through today. And he did this and he did that. So my dad would just be like, okay, get over my knee. And he was not passionate about it. I was not passionate about it. But, whipping had to be meted out.
There's a lot that I don't understand about this story with this lady. Like, first of all, you're that sensitive that a child's insult set you off. Like, you definitely need help. Like, I don't mean that jokingly. Like, you definitely do if you're that sensitive.
I don't know. Kids can really get under your skin.
I get it, but they're kids. You should be able to ignore a child and be like, that's a little bratty kid. It's not really, doesn't mean a damn thing, yes or no. And also, if you're there with a group and can't you go to their parent? Hey, your kid's being a little jerk here. Can you do something about it?
Yeah.
And the parent should do something about it.
You would think if she were the parent, they would have noted that in the story.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then you definitely can't hit another person's kid.
No, but why are you not going to the parent and saying, come get your kid. Come get your kid. Your kid's being a brat. And that parent should be coming and taking care of their kid.
Well, let me ask you this. The law is, and to my knowledge always has been, pardon me, that you can't retaliate for words with physical action.
Right.
If you were starting
if
you were starting this whole thing all over again,
yeah.
Would you change that? Kev, if we're in a bar and I'm drunk and I'm hitting on Susan and I'm getting ugly, should you be able to pop me in the nose?
Yes.
I kind of agree. Like, even legally.
But to a degree, because you're drunk, that is somewhat of a threat. If you're getting ugly, if you're going past a line.
Yeah.
If you're just being silly, we should just leave and leave you alone. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, words shouldn't result in anything unless it's a threat. If there's a threat, then people need to take that seriously, because people follow through on threats.
So if it's not threatening, if it's just really
threats
insulting.
Are not protected speech, right?
Right. But I'm saying if it's not a threat, but it's really ugly speech.
Yeah.
You still think we have it right. Got to walk away.
I think it's better that way, because you're also, if it's better for you too, like in that case, it would be better for me to just walk away.
No yeah. good can come from.
Because once you're
people.
In those situations, things can go bad really fast.
Yeah, no good can come from it. Like, worst case scenario, or best case scenario, like you hit somebody and then like maybe you get in some sort of stupid
legal
trouble.
So once again, the movies have lied to us.
I mean, yeah, to a degree, but I will tell you.
Don't forget that guy that you just popped in the nose because he was getting too drunk and or whatever. Like, maybe he pulls out a gun and shoots you. Or
that's why I'm
shooting somebody else.
But I will tell you this. In that scenario, I would need someone to talk me down, because I know where my mind's going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a hard thing to do in a moment where it's so present and in your face.
Rach, you're a Grafton fighter. What do you think?
I think calling someone Miss Piggy is definitely a threat. And no, I think you should avoid physical violence at all costs.
Rachel's just imagining herself slamming that kid's head into the window over and over again.
Again, like, I'm kidding when I say let us cast the first stone on this one. Like, obviously she shouldn't have done it. I just think it's pretty hilarious that they were like, but he did call her Miss Piggy and he said she was fat. Like, you didn't have to put that in the story at all. Like, the story could have just been, yeah, she was beating on this kid on the plane and then she got arrested.
The
but
tone
like,
of
let's
the story.
Provide a little backstory.
The
here.
Tone of the story is like, but was she all wrong?
But yes. If a little kid sets you off, you should be seeking help. Because you're definitely on the edge.
I don't know if I agree with that.
No, I mean, look, little kids.
Because little kids can set you off.
They can, but you kind of control your, like.
I agree, you got to control yourself.
It was rude the whole Disney trip.
This is what I'm saying, is if a kid sets you off by being a kid and, like, stupid insults, like, oh, you're fat, you're too on the edge.
If a kid calls me Miss Piggy, I'm going to get mad.
You're going to get mad, yes, of
Am
course.
Am I the only one that found Miss Piggy attractive?
No. And you know what? Beppy Cat
Rachel
is making
didn't
a-
think you were going to say that.
No, I love Miss Piggy and Kermit's relationship. Like, there's something wrong with me where I'm like, this is kind of hot. Beppy Cat says Miss Piggy is crazy glamorous.
Yeah.
She is crazy glamorous.
She is. I mean, she looks good, but you know the kid was saying it
like
as
her makeup.
A dig, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got great eyelashes.
Great singer.
How do we reconcile all of this, though, with the nobody finds out anymore when they blank around? Like, people really love to run their mouths and instigate people on purpose, and they don't pay for it like they used to. Again, right or wrong, but is that better for us with the way people act now?
Dave Hines says, Glove, thanks for saying that. I thought I was alone. No, you're not, Dave.
The segment is really making me laugh, because all four of us keep going, you absolutely should never hit somebody. And then 10 seconds later, we're like, well, actually, you know what? No, maybe.
Well,
I don't
know.
Maybe
off questions,
should.
Right?
Maybe you should hit them.
I mean, one of the things that we discuss a lot is that people act wild now because they know there's no physical consequence for doing so. And is that better than the alternate universe? And I don't think I'm saying yes or no. I think it's a good question.
It is a good question.
One of the things I'm a nerd about is the Old West. And from my understanding, it wasn't like people shooting each other in the streets on a daily basis.
Right, right.
It was the opposite. The fact that there was very little law and you could get a beating or you could get shot, people were courteous.
You kept your mouth shut.
Kept your mouth shut.
Unless you had too much whiskey. Yeah. And then it was too much, too bad for you. See you later.
The whiskey really stresses me out when I'm watching Westerns because they just put it back and I'm like, you're going to be so hungover.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have access to like Pedialyte.
Did they water it down back then?
It's so hot out.
Yeah.
Did they water it down back then?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I'm with Rach. Like, I grew up watching soap operas with my mom. And they always had whiskey in a crystal decanter.
Yep.
And of course, I'd never smelled alcohol. My mom and dad didn't drink. So I had no idea how nasty it was. But it just
looked so fantastic.
Good. Dropping an ice cube in a glass and tinkling it around.
Yeah.
Oh, I was the same way. It was soap operas. Oh. And I remember like a specific period of time having cherry Dr. Pepper in the mm-hmm. fridge, and I would pour myself like a tumbler of that, and I'd be like, this is probably exactly how the bourbon tastes.
I used to put Pepsi in a wine glass, and I'm like, yeah, this is probably about what wine tastes like.
My friend Eddie and I used to play bar. He had an island. They were rich.
Oh.
And nice. We would make Kool-Aid, and the bar snacks were dry spaghetti. But we would play. It'd be like, how's the missus? He's like, oh, don't get me started. Hit me again with the Kool-Aid, double sugar.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Rachel was just saying that she thinks they came out with a new Muppets where Kermit has a different girlfriend and she was upset because she thought that he and Miss Piggy had children.
I thought they did at one point, but I might be thinking of a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Isn't
as canon?
Oh, when they were playing the characters.
Yeah.
Didn't they have like a nephew named Pooter or Scooter?
Scooter, yeah, Scooter.
Like
or
that.
Was Scooter his nephew?
I thought nephew. I thought.
I'm not going to go to the mat on that one. So
Scooter's not a frog. Scooter's not a frog, though.
No. The internet is saying he's known for being the backstage stage manager and utility stage crew member and general all-around gopher.
But yeah. He's not a frog.
No, Scooter's a dude.
He doesn't appear to be related to Kermit in any way.
Although he's a dude with a frog mouth.
You might be thinking of Scrappy.
No, I'm just picturing a little Kermit.
Is there a little Kermit?
There is one, Tiny Tim, in a Muppet Christmas Carol.
And Muppet
Babies.
Yes,
Muppet Babies. Oh, Robin the Frog is Kermit's nephew.
Oh, Robin. Okay, so there is one.
Andrew.
What a little cutie. Oh, my gosh. This is like the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Take it easy.
Slow down.
Brian says, how can Kermit and Miss Piggy have kids? I wonder if he means because they're different species or because they're puppets.
Or just logistics.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Wheeler.
Wow. Come on now.
I mean, frogs are not that big.
Ooh, Dave says, I think you're remembering a dream sequence Miss Piggy had in one of the movies where she imagines they had kids.
We've all had those.
Perhaps.
Man, people know the Muppets, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
Well, Kermit doesn't want to have kids with Miss Piggy, right? Wait, isn't that like the central conflict of the Muppets?
No, I don't think so.
He's not that into her.
That's not true.
No, I think that's wrong. I think he is.
No, we're just discussing how she's the dominant one in the relationship.
Yeah.
And he likes it.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
That's clear.
Very much so.
It's his thing.
I mean, he's not dominant, that's for certain. But I felt like there was never that much of a spark.
You think she's
them.
Bullied him into a relationship?
That's kind of the vibe that I got.
It's defensible.
Like, not that he's like mad that they're in a relationship, you know. Because Kermit wants to be bullied a little bit, I think. He's indecisive. I think he needs somebody to take control.
Yeah.
AI says their relationship is on again, off again.
Nice.
Relations and status. It's complicated with Miss Piggy.
So I saw a Reddit post just now. It said, I think it's an abusive relationship. Kermit is treated awfully by Miss Piggy.
Yeah,
he deserves better.
That's kind of what I'm talking about a little bit.
You projecting a little there?
She's very bossy.
She is bossy.
She knows what she wants.
She is boss. She knows what she wants, and that's Kermit.
She's a diva, though.
Yeah, she is, and that's what we love about Kermit.
Thinks that Megan's right every time. I mean,
I don't think Kermit wants that hammock in the living room. I think Kermit is tired of tripping over that freaking thing every time he wants to open the window.
Kermit wants his marital bed back,
and it's really hard to lift his leg over that stupid hammock that's 5 feet off the ground because Kermit's just not that flexible.
Kermit was drunk at Casey's the other night.
But pretended he wasn't.
Wait, is Miss Piggy the only female Muppet?
No.
No, there's the girl in the band. I don't know any of their names except Animal.
There's the Swedish Chef.
He's great. Gonzo's got the chickens.
I love Gonzo.
Yeah, Hiley's like, he's a little creeper, though.
Oh, how so?
Because he's always hanging out with the chickens.
What's wrong with that?
No, like in a weird way.
No, he does love the chickens a little
too
much.
Yes, in a weird way, yeah.
Yeah.
I never, you know, picked up on
that. Never put that together. The chickens seem uncomfortable.
They do, yes. Yeah.
When Gonzo walks in, the chickens are
like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't leave us alone with him.
What is Gonzo? Is he a bird?
No, he's like a guy.
No, he's got a bug nose or something.
Well, they're all Muppets.
There's an article on the Muppet Wiki called Gonzo's Attraction to Chickens. Gonzo's amorous desires are most often centered on chickens. This poultry passion first surfaced in episode 204 of The Muppet Show when he held auditions for Dancing Chickens. He ad-libbed the line, "Don't call us, we'll call you. Nice legs, though." After this, the writers decided that Gonzo should be attracted to chickens. He has a chicken girlfriend named Camilla.
So there you go.
Oh, another girl.
So according to Wikipedia, he is not a puppet version of a human or a recognizable animal. He has an awkward non-animal-like appearance with purple feathers. He's got feathers. I thought he was a bird.
That's interesting because I never thought of the Muppets as being anthropomorphic humans. I always thought of them as just being a different...
Yeah, yeah, they're like their own thing.
Species.
Some of them are clearly human, though.
Yeah, one of them's a pig and
like
a frog.
The band members are clearly human, right? Lady singer and...
No, they're like
animals
monsters.
Not. Animals not.
Yeah, they're like monsters, I thought.
I never liked the eagle.
He's a little snooty.
He was so serious.
Yeah.
I love Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, Fozzie's great.
He's sweet.
Oh, okay, I'm picturing Scooter now.
Yeah.
He had glasses.
Yeah, yellow.
He used to wear like a satin coat.
I don't remember that.
Why is he more from Robin?
Hot take. I hated the Muppets.
At Disneyland, they have a show at California Adventure called World of Color, where it's all projected on like water fountains.
Yeah.
And before that, they had like a 10-minute safety presentation that was a skit with the Muppets with little songs and stuff. And,
yeah.
It was so funny. In Muppet Babies, just like his grown-up counterpart, Baby Gonzo is also obsessed with chickens.
Did you like the guys in the balcony, whatever their names were?
I'm not done with that story.
Hancock and Kelly, I think.
Hancock and Kelly. Hancock and Kelly were the hecklers.
Well, I don't like to talk, but this is terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Hancock and Kelly are. What are their real names?
Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, right.
Well, they just like, they got a bit going, and so do Hancock and Kelly. It's just nice.
Kathy says, I so needed this today. Rough day at work. Kathy.
Hey, more like Rolf day at work.
Natel's post just a few above that.
Love your show. I get so tired of political radio shows, and I tune into you, and you're discussing the Muppets and their relationships.
We got more in the tank.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Next up, let's see. We've done these on what? We've done these on Snoopy and that crew, right? On the Peanuts
Scooby-Doo.
Gang.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Gonzo's actor had this to say, that he and Jim Henson used to talk about it, that Gonzo is just an opportunist, really. Any chicken is as good as any other chicken, as long as it's a hen.
He's a
the
swinger.
Chickens don't know any different because they're not that bright.
What do you mean, as long as it's a hen?
Yeah, I know.
This is, yeah, he's not into the roosters.
They're parsing out the genders?
Yeah.
Well, he's not into the roosters.
Don't give me no rooster.
Yeah, the chickens don't know any different because they're not that bright. If you've ever spent any time with chickens, you know they're operating at a baseline.
Which seems like taking advantage.
Yeah.
So they are not painting Gonzo in a particularly bright light.
Balance.
As I said, Gonzo's kind of a creeper.
Yeah, Kevin's right. I'm being turned against Gonzo by this article.
I'm so glad I publicly supported him 5 minutes ago.
You didn't know about it, that he was a chicken sex pest.
Chicken sex pest?
Yeah, you don't know that he's using phrases like, any chicken's as good as any other chicken, as long as it's a hen.
Where did the pest come in?
Because it sounds like he's harassing chickens.
Wouldn't perv be better than pest?
He sounds like he's really,
that's kind of what they say in England. That's what they call him.
Yeah, he's the scourge of the chicken community by the sound of it.
Sure. Except for roosters.
Roosters are like, he's leaving us
roosters
alone.
Roosters are like, here he comes again. Take the hens. Just take the hens.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.